Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever whined about going to the gym? Are you asking, how do some women stay so fit? Do you wish you knew their secrets? Would you like to find out how to own your own business? Are you ready to try something new and exciting? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, I would like to welcome you to BigMediaUSA.com. I'm January Jones, the wine tester, inviting you to enjoy my show today with the topic, Thou Shalt Not Whine About Exercise, featuring the curved cure for my soon-to-be-published book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, The 11th Commandment. I'm your host, and I want you to enjoy an amazing experience today. My exciting guest is Diane Haven. She and her husband, Gary, are the co-founders of Curves International. Hello and welcome, Diane.
Hello, January.
I'm so happy to have you. And I always do a weather report for my listeners, and so I don't really know. What part of the country are you in?
We are in Central Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's the weather like?
It's a beautiful day. It's about 60 degrees out.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Now that I've got that out of the way, I'm really thrilled to be having this interview with you. You don't know this, but I've joined Curves in 2003. So I'm one of your biggest fans and biggest promoters.
Wow, well, congratulations.
Yes, I love it. Before we begin, let's do a little bit of an intro so my listeners who haven't been to Curves will know a little bit about you and Gary. They are the founders of the world's largest fitness franchise company, with more than 10,000 centers worldwide and more than 4 million happy members. It is the fastest-growing franchise in the industry. Diane was born in New York, and she spent summers at her grandparents' home in upstate New York, bicycling, climbing, picking vegetables, gardening. Her grandmother was devoted to exercise and taught Diane the value of fitness and proper nutrition. Prior to Curves, Diane spent 10 years in newspaper advertising. Now, the big question is, how did you meet Gary, and when did you meet Gary?
Well, I met Gary, of course, in Texas.
Okay.
And I met him through my advertising job. I actually handled some of his advertising accounts, not knowing who he was. He at one point took that part of his business over, and that's how I met him.
Okay, and then how long did you date before you finally got married and got into business together?
We actually dated too long. I had to rush him along, but we dated for almost 5 years before we got married.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, then at least you were very sure by the time you got around to doing it.
Yeah.
And now you started your first Curves in 1992, is that true?
That's right, 1992.
Okay, and this was located in your hometown?
That's right, in Harlingen, Texas.
Okay, and can you tell me a little bit about the fun of a startup business?
I'm sorry, what did you
say? All the fun you had with a startup business.
Well, it was great because, first of all, Gary had been in the fitness business all of his adult life, and he had basically lost everything, and so we had made a commitment that no matter what business we were going to do, we were going to do it debt-free.
Oh.
So that was probably, if you would think about that, it'd probably be a big challenge. But for Gary and I, it proved not to be a big challenge because we have a very strong faith, and we allowed God to just send us the resources if he was going to grow this company, and he certainly did.
Wow.
He obviously went from one facility to two and then started the franchise.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I hear this so often when I'm interviewing people, and they'll have a lot of struggles in life and a lot of difficulties. And when they finally get to the point where they let go and let God, then everything happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of having patience and belief. And it's a very difficult lesson, isn't it?
Well, certainly, because I met Jerry when he was on, when he was losing everything.
Oh, so dear.
There's probably no question in his mind that I married him for himself. Not his money.
I love that. I love that. Now, how long have the two of you been married?
We'll be married 18 years this June.
Oh, wonderful for you. That's great. 18 years. And what I'm curious about is I've seen some of the promos and some of the things from Curves. And I see that you're embarking on the Great Walk to Beijing 2008 with Olivia Newton-John on April 7th. And wow, what an undertaking. I'm so impressed with you, girl.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm totally very excited about it. It's a wonderful opportunity for myself. It's a challenge for myself, but it's a wonderful opportunity for our company and for all the members of Curves because we're a committed group of people, and we feel like, I'm so proud of our 4 million members. They're moving away from disease by regular exercise, by, incorporating regular exercise in their daily routine and eating healthy. And, that's kind of the first start to getting away from disease.
Now, how did you and Olivia come together? And I know her campaign is Get Physical to Fight Cancer. For the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Appeal. And I was so impressed that Curves is donating a minimum of $1 million for this project. And as a member, I'm really proud to be a part of it. How did you meet Olivia, and how did you connect with this wonderful idea?
Well, I met Olivia because of my magazine, the Diane magazine, the Curves magazine.
Yes.
And I was actually setting up an interview for the magazine.
Okay.
And we started to talk, and she was telling me what she was up to. It wasn't me before she thought it was a good idea that I go along.
Oh, okay.
So I accepted her invitation.
Wow. How many people are going?
There's about, altogether, probably about 40, 45 people.
Uh-huh.
But there's 15 people who are going to walk the entire trek, which is...
What is the entire trek?
142 miles for 21 days.
Oh, my gosh. 140. So what does that work out to per day?
Well, it's going to average, we've actually got it broken down into six different
stages.
But I think on average, if you would ever get out about 6 to 8 miles a day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's doable.
Well, doable, yeah. Well, you know what? I do my first workout. Of course, it's doable.
think positive.
Yeah.
Now, how do you go about training for something like this? I know, obviously, we're going to be training at Curves with you, but what kind of walking do you do on the outside to get ready for it?
Well, you know, what's so great about Curves is the workout has really given me the endurance and the strength that I need to tackle all the other things that I need to do. And so the other things are including hiking, a lot of hiking,
okay,
a lot of stepping.
Now, will you be going up and down a lot of hills on this one?
Actually, I think there's an illusion that the Great Wall of China is a flat, yellow brick road.
Not true, huh?
It's not true. There's a lot of steps, and we're actually going to be on a part of the wall that isn't open to the public, and so it's not been taken care of, and so it's been eroded. And so I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I'm sure it won't be like real flat and
right.
You can walk across.
Will Olivia be doing a documentary on this? Will this be filmed and recorded?
Yes, we're actually going to have people, film crews, coming along with us, and she's actually, I believe, going to carry a cam for one of the major networks.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're going to be filming a lot of this along the way.
Yeah, and can you share what you're going to be doing for Curves members who have had cancer, who have fought it and survived it, and for those who haven't?
Yeah, I'm real excited about this. I'm going to be honoring every Curves member who has either lost their life to cancer, who are either in the battle fighting cancer, or who has victoriously won the battle. And I've actually sent out a calling for all these names, and I'm going to take time throughout the walk on every day to read the names and say a little prayer along the way. I'm real excited about that part of the journey.
Oh, I was so touched by that because I've lost, like everyone, so many dear friends. And, you know, it's just everyone wants to be remembered. And it's such a sweet, wonderful thing that you're going to do. And it makes everyone else feel a part of it. How can we, is there any way we can, as members and listeners, track your progress? Is there going to be any thing online that will tell us how you're doing?
Sure will. As a matter of fact, we have for members, for CURB members, we have our own site, as you know, at mycurb.com.
Right.
And we're going to, my intention is to write a daily blog, which, by the way, is going to start around March 3rd.
March 3rd, okay.
Which will be at first a weekly blog, and then once we get on the wall, it's going to turn into a daily blog unless I come into some complications where I can't communicate back. And so you can go there, but you can always keep updated as well to the official site, www.greatwalktobeijing.com.
Oh, okay. This is wonderful. And when we come back, we're going to share with our listeners more about the Great Walk to Beijing that my guest Diane Haven and her dear friend Olivia Newton-John are going to be doing along with 40-some other people. It's going to be one of those amazing events, and we'll want to keep everyone posted. We'll be right back. This is January Jones on BigMediaUSA.com. I'm January Jones, welcoming you back to BigMediaUSA.com. On Thou Shalt Not Whine About Exercise, featuring the CURB Cure for Exercise. My wonderful guest, Diane Haven, has been sharing with us the new CURB promotion that will be coming up and an event that will be taking place in April. And they will be doing the Great Walk to Beijing for Cancer. What did your husband think when you told him about this?
You know, I think he wasn't that surprised. I think what he was more surprised about than anything was that I would go away for that many days at one time because I've never done that.
Oh, my gosh, he's not going with you.
He's not going with me.
Is it just women going?
Oh, no. No, it's going to be a mix.
Okay, so but this is going to be your little event. And,
yeah.
Wow, and
he's been great. He's been, you know,
very supportive.
It's been a lot of fun for me because I've had a very, very supportive team starting right there with my husband. On the days, you know, I know that I have to get out there, so it's not been that difficult for me to say, oh, I don't feel like doing this. But
right.
Every now and then, oh, come on, he'll kind of give me the boost, and then
What's the longest that you've ever walked? Have you ever done a marathon?
I haven't. I'm
okay.
Trying to think. I don't know. Probably when I was a young kid, I've done some walkathons, maybe a 25-mile or something. But I don't typically do a long-distance walking or running.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll share with you that many, many years ago, I actually did do the Honolulu Marathon.
Oh, my goodness. And how long was that?
Well, it took forever. And I was very, very fortunate because my brother-in-law, who was in his 60s, accompanied me. So I was not alone since my husband had run off with all the real runners. And we finished in 5 hours and 20 minutes. And it was the most fun I've ever had in my life because as you're walking over 26 miles, you are meeting some of the most amazing people in the world.
Yeah.
We hooked up at various stages with priests, with people who were cancer survivors, and everyone has a story.
Yeah.
And because we were all just trotting along, there was no pressure. You know, we weren't going to be breaking a record or anything. And so we had a great connection, which I imagine your trip is going to be just like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I've had a little taste of having other people around because I've actually gotten our office involved, and we have a core group of people who once a week we've been going out and trying to walk at least 5 miles because it's getting gets dark early.
Oh yeah,
and we're able to get about 5 miles in, and it has been so much fun just to you know you'll be talking to somebody here, and then a few minutes later somebody else, and it's just been really a great avenue for me, and it's you know. going to be like that on the walk, I'm sure.
Well, now, will any of your friends be going with you, or are you going to be strictly
I have somebody very special going with me, Becky Fresher.
Okay.
Who is...
who I've been working with. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's going to be with you, huh?
She's going to be with me the whole journey. So we've been training together, and we've been pushing each other and making each other accountable, and so that's certainly going to be a comfort level. Bring a comfort level to me.
That's you're going to be security blankets for each other.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Now, I'm curious to know what kind of hotels and what kind of accommodations would this type of trip entail?
Well, you know, we just...
do you stay at a different place every night?
We do, and we just found out...
wow.
We actually found out the official hotel sponsor is the Ritz.
Oh, that's okay.
But, of course, that's only on the front and the back end.
Okay.
So I was kind of wondering, you know, each day we get a few more details about this whole event. So it's been kind of interesting, but we, until today, I thought we were going to be camping out every night, but we just found out that we won't be camping all the time.
Oh, but you will sometimes.
Just, I think, through one stage. Through stage four, we'll be camping out, but otherwise we'll be in some moderate accommodations.
Uh-huh. Very.
So, happy to hear that.
Yeah, you certainly won't be at the Ritz.
Yeah, not in the middle of the walk.
It'll probably be pretty primitive. But, you know, the nice thing is you're going to be doing it with so many other people. It's going to just be a totally unique, fun experience that you'll probably just look back on it forever with the best of memories.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
I'm actually very jealous. It really is.
You know what? I've had so many people who would just love to.
Yeah.
Have offered to carry my bags, Dad included.
I bet. We'll be right back in a few seconds with my delightful guest Diane Haven, who is getting ready and training like a world-class athlete for a great event. Welcome back with January Jones and Diane Haven, one of the co-founders of Curves International. Diane, before we go on, I would just love to brag a little bit about your incredible websites. These are just amazing resources for your membership, and I highly recommend them for any of my listeners who would like to go and have a little look at the Curves experience. Could you tell my listeners how they get there and make any suggestions about what they should do once they arrive?
Sure. We actually have a member site, and so if you're a member and you're not aware of that, you should just talk to your owner, your local owner, and she can direct you to, it's mycurves.com, and it's a wonderful site because it brings you into the community of Curves. You get to experience the larger picture, the community that you belong to with women from all over the place. Wherever we have Curves, if they're a member, they can visit that site. So it's just really a fun site that will help keep you motivated excited about being a member of Curves.
Well, my Curves is in Westlake Village, California, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that it's run by an incredible gal named Jeannie Ace. And it's become kind of like a pit stop for a lot of us. It's our little connection place. And it's such a comfortable place for women to work out together. And we all get there. You'll love this. There's a crowd of us. We get there at 3:30, and we walk through the door, and the first thing we want is show tunes. Because we love to work out to show tunes. And once we get that out of our system, you feel like you could take on the world when you're done with that.
Definitely.
Tell us about the travel cards, because I've been so fortunate. My husband and I do travel a lot, and I've gone to Curves all over the world. And this is a perk that most other gyms couldn't even come near to provide. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. It's actually quite simple. If you're a member of Curves, if you're on an annual membership, you have access to the Curves wherever there is one, and that could be in the United States, it could be in Australia, it could be in one of the many 58 countries that we have Curves in.
58 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that Tell me about that. Does that mean you have actually gone to 58 countries?
Well, you know what? I'm getting close now. We have been traveling quite a bit, my husband and I, because really the growth of our company right now is in the international market.
Right.
And so every year we take an around-the-world trip.
Oh, really? And wonderful.
So I have had the great experience and blessing of visiting so many different curves in so many different countries. And it's really quite interesting because if you just, like, if they're not an English-speaking country, if you just kind of muted everything, you couldn't really tell you were in another country because it's...
Women are women.
...wherever you're at, for the most part.
Women are women, and they connect on... I know I've been lucky enough to go to some of the curves in other countries, and, oh, my gosh, they are so happy to see you, meet you, talk to you, and share your travel experience. It's awesome. I really enjoy doing that. It's a wonderful experience. I've often wondered, how did you come up with the name Curves? Where did that come from? Who thought of it?
Well, that's an interesting discussion because if you would ask my husband, he'd probably say he thought of it. But I think we both kind of came up with it. In the early days, it's kind of funny, I still actually have the doodle sheet where I would just draw on it, and we were trying to think of the name of this business we were going to create. We actually have a few names on there that have happened.
Oh, really?
But they're not us, but I'm not going to say who.
No. But you certainly didn't trademark them.
No. But we did trademark Curves. It was a winner.
Well, you know, at one time when I was first getting going with Curves, I thought, oh, my gosh, I could do this, you know, and I looked into the franchise opportunity. However, at that time, all the areas where I would like to have one, they had already been taken. So I couldn't do Curves, so instead I started writing books. But now, along with your franchise, you've also created a wonderful, speaking of writing, magazine. How did that come about?
Well,
let's share the name.
Okay, yeah, the name is Diane.
So easy.
Yeah, the Curves magazine. And you know what? The issue that just came out is the celebration of our 5th anniversary of the magazine. So
I'm
very, very excited about it. And the reason we decided the magazine was much like why we've created a website. We wanted our members to have a place where they could go read about other successes of Curve members from around the world or from, you know, another state or from somewhere else so that it could keep them motivated and feeling the connection, the bigger connection to the big picture of Curve.
Well, did you have a publishing background? How did, I mean...
I didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
I didn't have a publishing background.
All right.
So we actually sought out to find a custom publisher, which we found the perfect one, and it's Rodale out of Pennsylvania.
Okay, and they helped you, give you the prototype and got you started.
Yeah, they got us started, and, you know, it's really, although I know, of course, the magazine's beautiful, you have to have a good look. And
it's wonderful.
And all of that stuff, but the stories were really quite easy to come by because they came from the community.
Absolutely. People love to share their success stories. Now, is this magazine available just inside Curves, or can people subscribe to it?
Yes, at the moment it's available through the individual Curves franchise locations.
Okay, and then once they get it, then I see it all the time at our Curves, and I love reading it. There's so many wonderful stories that come out of your business. I mean, when you're doing something that helps other people feel better about themselves, what more could you ask for? What a gift you've gotten from this business, and what a gift you give to others. You know, I wanted to share with you my personal story, which I thought was kind of interesting. I had started going to Curves, not really, I wanted to lose a little weight, but it wasn't a major issue. I just kind of wanted to get fit and feel better. And I went in for my annual bone density test after I had been with Curves for about 2 years, and the doctor came in and they looked at all the paperwork, and the doctor looked at me, and the doctor said, I'll be right back. and another doctor came in, and they're looking at everything, and I'm lying down thinking, oh my gosh, this is bad news. And it turned out that my bone density had actually increased.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they had never seen that happen for someone my age, for my bone density to get better. And they asked me what I thought it was, and I said, well, absolutely. I had been doing regular exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen.
Yes, it can. And we have story after story telling just like similar things.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people think, well, it's just a place to go lose weight. And it's so much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so much more than that. As a matter of fact, I kind of think that's just kind of a side benefit. I think that, you know, you go to Curves and you you go to become more women than ever. It's about being healthy and being able to keep up with their children and their grandchildren and you know, not to be left behind.
Right.
You know, it's not a good feeling to know as you get older that, you know, you can't keep, like, you're being left out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be left out. They want to live their life. And so it's been wonderful to watch people gain a better quality of life because they've added regular exercise to their daily routine.
Oh, yeah. And right now, I've just started this, the most amazing thing you've ever come up with, and I think it's the Smart Trainer. And I've gotten into the system, and I'm computerized, and wow, is this fun. I'm having the time of my life with it. I never wanted to hire a personal trainer. They're expensive, but that wasn't the real issue. The real issue is I really didn't want to deal with another person in my life.
Yeah.
And tell us about how this Smart Trainer works.
Well, it's absolutely fabulous. It's just in a nutshell, it's the most advanced personal coaching system out there right now. And
how did you find it? Did you commission
it? My husband is a visionary of our company, and he's always innovating and just always trying to keep things fresh and new and exciting. And so, this kind of technology is sort of out there already, but different ways. But with Curb Smart, it is just amazing. You know, we take great pride in our Curves franchisees where we are in the center of this circuit and we're coaching. But this really just took it to a new level.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And really what it is it just really helps give you a more precise
workout
based on your body. And so basically the way it works is you go in and the very first time you use it, you do a strength test. So it learns the range of motion, how long your arms are, for example, and how strong you are. It will count your reps. And the next time that you go around, there's a little light sensor on there, and it challenges you to keep up with your strength level.
I know. And it's almost like it's saying, way to go, girl. Keep it up.
Exactly. And, you know, the two tests was myself and Gary because you know, we kind of consider ourselves pretty fit. And, you know, we're pretty much self-motivated.
Right.
But when the first time we actually used this technology, it kicked our butt.
I know, isn't it amazing when you think you're doing so much and it's going, come on, you can do better.
Yeah, and it's neat because you get more.